I know many of you are here today to mourn the passing of a great intellectual. I am not. Because to me, Hugh Nibley, my father, was not primarily a man of intellect. Humility is knowing the limits of your own ego, and Dad knew his. I was talking to him once about his grandfather, who achieved great wealth and held high positions in the church. He must have had a great drive to succeed, but Dad couldn't identify with that. Ambition was never my weakness, he told me. It was vanity. He was well aware of his own vanity, and he fought it constantly. The rumpled hat and the baggy pants were his own version of a monk's cassock, a sign not that he didn't care, but that he knew the danger of caring too much. We often disagreed, and he encouraged that. I disagreed with him because he raised me to. He loved to quote Isaiah, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord." We came much closer through our disagreements, and all the really close friends of his life were those with whom he heartily and often disagreed. But we didn't disagree on everything. In my wife's Filipino culture, it's very rude not to greet relatives with hugs and kisses, something that is less common in our Nordic family. There aren't a lot of people who squeezed Hugh Nibley as often or as enthusiastically as my wife, and it took him a while to get used to it. But eventually I noticed him getting to his feet as we were getting ready to leave, standing by the door and waiting for Junalee's assault. The metamorphosis was complete when we visited once, and she told him she couldn't hug him because she had the flu. When we got up to leave, the flu didn't scare him. He grabbed her. "It can't be helped. You're just too cuddly." So you see, on the really important issues, Hugh Nibley and I saw eye to eye. He loved beauty. In 1941, he wrote to his grandmother, "I like to ride out to the hottest and most desolate parts of the country to enjoy nature at her worst. There is infinite comfort in the conviction that the worst in nature is indescribably beautiful." That grandmother was the great muse of his life. When he was 15, he wrote her a poem called "Of Birthdays," describing his mixed emotions, watching her grow old and approach her inevitable death. He compares her life to a sun and wishes he could prevent its going down. And the poem ends, "The air is purple now, the wind is waiting, a long sigh from the west. Forgive me, sun, I did forget the glory of thy setting." Dad died slowly over the course of the last few years, one faculty at a time slowly stripped away from him. Slow death is not a pretty thing to watch, but like the raw landscape of the desert he loves, there was beauty in his dying. Once he suffered a TIA, a temporary ischemic attack that hit him in the cruelest way. For a couple of days, it took language away from him. I visited him in the hospital. His mind was clear. He knew exactly what he wanted to express, but only gibberish came out. I watched him fight, really physically struggling to say something. And I wondered, what will the great master of verbiage say now that his verbal facility is gone? What if Hugh Nibley had to choose one sentence in one language? What would it be? Finally, he put together three words. "You are beautiful." He died slowly, but the best of him died last. Hugh Nibley, the writer, died several months ago when his hands could no longer type or hold a pencil. Hugh Nibley, the speaker, died when his voice became too weak to speak above a whisper. And his ego, that vanity he fought so long, finally died when frailty left him completely dependent on others for each function of life. And what was left? Pure love. I saw him on my birthday in January. Again, there was a struggle for words, and finally he said, "To lack affection is to lack everything." How's that for a quote from your great intellectual? Dad resented sentimentality not because it contained too much emotion, but because it fell so short of the depth of passion that he felt. So today I celebrate the life of the most passionate man I've ever known. And I mourn that until my own sun sets, we will never go on another walk or share another sunset. He set me on my way. He set his sun, and now his sun has set. And oh, the glory of its setting. Goodbye, my father. Goodbye, my friend. Until we meet again, amen. Thank you.